Psychologists and others who study sexual abuse say much of this debate ignores half a century of clinical experience and research. More from reporter Frank Browning.
Since most of the sexual abuse victims have been boys, and all of the abusers men, it was perhaps inevitable that some church fathers would conclude that the easiest solution would be to purge the church of homosexual men. But, says Peter Fagan of Johns Hopkins University Medical School, that approach misses the point.
There's nothing in the research that would say that the screening out homosexual individuals from any profession would result in a reduced incidence of sexual abuse.
Fagan directs a program on sexual behavior at Hopkins, and he points out that most child abuse is heterosexual, usually men molesting their nieces or daughters. Richard Sipe, a former priest and psychotherapist who has studied the problem since the early 70s, says it's a common fallacy to confuse homosexuality with the sexual abuse of kids.
The point is that from a clinical point of view, from a human sexual development point of view, there is no connection between homosexual orientation and pedophilia or sex with minors. For instance, if a 30-year-old man has sex with a 13-year-old girl, we don't hit our forehead and say, "Oh my God, look at that heterosexual." And we don't blame his heterosexuality for the object of his behavior.
Marie Keenan, a psychotherapist who lectures at University College Dublin, has spent her career examining child abuse by priests in several countries. She says that the priesthood is disproportionately homosexual, but the fundamental problem is not sexual orientation. Rather, it's a matter of stunted sexual and emotional development.
These men who are in the seminaries, who can't express themselves, are not encouraged to express themselves, are sexually not helped to come to love and know and understand the mechanisms of their body and their working. They're out there then without support, without good supervision, and it is only a matter of time. When you put these men, you give them access to children and put them in positions of power, over time their sexual needs will emerge. I mean, it's just like the system blows.
I think that she has a very good point.
Therapist and former priest Richard Sipe.
As the bishop's own study published in 1972 said, that two-thirds of priests are either maldeveloped or underdeveloped psychosexually. Only 20% are developing and 10% are developed. There have been lectures by psychiatrists from the 1970s on that says what we are producing in our seminaries at ordination is emotional 13-year-olds.
Neither purging homosexual men from the priesthood nor prosecuting the abusers will resolve the problem, these specialists say. Instead, argues Johns Hopkins' Peter Fagan, the church must first investigate its own behaviors and training procedures, and then systematically compile data from the people who have suffered abuse.
We need the funding from both public and private resources that will address these questions. It means, however, that we have to ask young children questions that many may find offensive.
So far, nearly all the evidence of abuse has come from personal testimony and court cases. But before any reliable, systematic social psychological research can proceed, Fagan says, the church hierarchy will have to lift its curtain of secrecy and denial. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning reporting.